Well, let's turn our attention to Tesla here. Production at Tesla's Berlin factory expected to get the green light in the coming weeks. Elon Musk saying he expects production to begin there with the first car to roll off the production line coming as early as next month. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Pras Subramanian, who is on top of this story for us. And Pras, what does this mean ultimately in terms of Tesla's ability to meet the demand?
Hey, Kiko. Well, you know, it was Tesla Palooza in Berlin with this big event, but I think you've sort of hit the nail on the head here with meeting demand. European demand is pretty strong for Tesla vehicles. They have to go to China to provide that volume. So I think that this start of the Berlin factory is a big deal because it's all about volume, right? So December is going to be the first month where we might see some actual deliveries to customers. Elon talking about how the initial ramp would be around 5,000 vehicles a month, hopefully 10,000 when they're fully ramped up. That would be about 500,000 vehicles or one every 45 seconds. That would be a big deal. And if you think about Tesla capacity currently, the Fremont factory is at 600,000, Shanghai at 450. And if you add another 500,000 from Berlin when they're fully ramped up, that's almost 1.5 million vehicles a year. And we're not even talking about Austin and the Model Y and Cybertrucks to be built there. So for the demand story, for the supply story, that's a big deal for Tesla, for European deliveries in particular. And I think overall, you might see more vehicles shift from Fremont to other places that are cheaper to make and also be easier to deliver to customers.
What kind of ramp up are we expecting at the Berlin factory? Obviously, they've got to get everything going here first, but in terms of deliveries that we're expecting out of this particular factory, what have you heard?
So if they start in November and December and then expect deliveries in December, it sounds like they'll initially ramp up to 5,000 a week, probably through the middle of 2022, and then eventually get to that 10,000 a week or 500,000 a year is what we're hearing. Some analysts have been talking about how it's a major bottleneck for European deliveries because China is where they're all coming from. And if you can actually ease that and just have everything coming from Berlin, the Berlin Gigafactory, where they'll also be making batteries too, that's a big deal for them. And I think that would really alleviate those demand problems or supply problems.
Okay, Pras Subramanian, bringing us the very latest there. Thanks so much for that.